You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. Earlier this month, Delaware announced it intends to sue the EPA over its lack of action to help curb emissions at power plants in Pennsylvania and West Virginia it claims are creating pollution that drifts here. And while the state says those type of emissions are responsible for 90% of the ozone in Delaware, DENREC Secretary Sean Garvin concedes the state can still work to cut emissions in other ways here, especially in the area of transportation. One way the first state has been doing that is with its DART bus fleet. Federal funds are paying for 16 electric buses Delaware expects to have on the road by summer 2019. DART is also switching paratransit buses to propane with the goal of operating 130 of them, or half its fleet, this year after a two-year pilot program. We recently chatted with DART CEO John Sisson about these changes to renewables. Well, let's first off talk a little bit about how long DART has been working to make a shift in its fleet to vehicles that use renewables more.
So we've been working, for DART for a long time, 12 plus years, we've been doing various things. We bought some, diesel electric hybrid buses that have, were good but not great. So it's been on our mind. We've done some stuff with energy efficiency with our facilities. But it really goes back to, for what we've done with the paratransit buses, we started in July of 2014 looking at propane for the paratransit buses. And we conducted a two-year pilot, and we had our ups and downs with it. The first buses or the first configuration, we didn't get the range or the distance we wanted out of the buses. And so we went back to the manufacturers and the suppliers, and they came up with a new version with a bigger tank and was able to meet our demands there. We worked with our maintenance staff who maintained the vehicles and did stuff. So we went about 2 years just testing this out to make sure we went through the various seasons, try to make sure we didn't have any bugs in the system, and got to a really good place.
With those paratransit buses and the propane gas-fueled buses, what made the propane fuel appealing to you guys?
So there's different technologies out there from alternative fuels. There's compressed natural gas. There's electricity, which we're doing on our bigger buses. But what was really good about the propane is that through Roush and Ford, they had developed a partnership where Roush's system could be put on a Ford vehicle and meet all the warranty, meet all their specifications, so you wouldn't jeopardize any warranty issues. Propane over compressed natural gas is a benefit for us because if you go to compressed natural gas, it is a lighter than air gas that's flammable, and you have to retrofit all your maintenance facilities to be for lighting fixtures and HVAC equipment to be explosion proof. In case you have a leak of gas, it goes up in the air, and you don't want some sort of electrical device to ignite that. So we were able to get a system that was compatible with the manufacturer of buses. And not really require us a huge level of capital expense in retrofitting our facilities. And then the last and probably the best part of this deal was if we made a commitment to a number of buses, Roush committed $50,000 to help put fueling stations in at our facility. So they helped fund fueling stations at two of our facilities, which would help expedite the process, because we need to really control our own destiny when fueling our buses. We don't want to depend on a gas station or going somewhere else.
And piggybacking off that cost part of the equation, what are some of the other results you've seen in terms of the cost savings by making this move?
So propane actually gets slightly less miles per gallon than traditional gasoline. But the cost is significantly less to operate. And we run two ways we do this. Or through the year, we do it two different ways. This time of year, we lock in our price. We hedge our price and say, we're going to pay X. And then during the summer months, we go off the market price, and it's even significantly cheaper than what we pay in the winter since the demand for the gas is down. So, this fiscal year, over the time, like, you know, if gasoline's about $1.95 right now per gallon, we're paying like $1.20 for propane. And we don't pay taxes on fuel, so that's why the gasoline price is a little bit less.
Right.
But we see, you know, a significant cost. And in this fiscal year, we've seen an $8,000, $8,500 cost savings from July 1st to now in fuel costs.
And then also there's the environmental impact as well. What have you found in terms of what these buses do in terms of improving the environmental footprint that the DART puts out?
Right. So the difference between them, so if we look at our fleet, and so in 2015, there's a total reduction in CO2 out of the buses. And so we see that really, you know, from an environmental standpoint, where gasoline puts out, and I'm not a chemist or an environmentalist by any means, 18.7 mass of CO2 per gallon of fuel, propane is 12.72. So there's a difference there of 6 mass of CO2. And again, I'm not a chemist or environmentalist, but we do see, you know, the significant environmental savings with these, or environmental improvements with these buses over traditional fossil fuels.
At this juncture, this is limited to the paratransit buses. Is there any possibility it could be expanded to the main fleet as well?
We don't right now see it going to the larger fixed route buses, but we do see maybe expanding it to some of our support vehicles that we use around our garages, trucks, and things like that. With the larger fixed route buses, we have a contract out to buy 18 100% electric buses, 35-foot buses.
Mm-hmm.
So we see that as an option on the bigger buses. We don't see the propane as the option. And the industry-wide, they're getting away from compressed natural gas in those. The Federal Transit Administration is trying to encourage transit agencies to look at what they call low or no-emission vehicles in their fleets. And we've gotten 2 grants from them to purchase electric buses. And so the first 6 will come in next summer in Dover, and then we'll have 8 more in Newcastle County, followed by 2 in Sussex County. So we see, you know, an 100% electric bus gets 17 to 20 miles a gallon equivalent compared to about 4 or 5 miles a gallon from a diesel, traditional diesel bus. And so you have 0 tailpipe emissions. Obviously, there's some sort of emissions when, you know, energy is made, but it is a lot less than traditionally putting it up of a tailpipe. You see that in the mile per gallon differences.
So as you look kind of big picture at you know, both, you know, the electric buses you were just talking about for the main fleet, the propane with the paratransit, maybe some of the support vehicles, what is kind of the long-term goal for DART in terms of you know, making this kind of shift in terms of renewables with the fleets? Is there kind of a long-term goal of, you know, where you'd like to be, you know, 5-10 years from now?
So, you know, come this spring, our paratransit buses will have over 50%. We'll have about 165 of our 300 buses on propane. And as we buy replacement buses for them, we're shifting them all to propane. We're going to keep looking to see if that's the right technology for us. We're also looking to say, you know, maybe smaller vehicles, you know, smaller than our current cutaway buses are part of our fleet mix. On the fixed route side, you're getting all sorts of, I mean, the technology is amazing. The battery technology keeps improving and bringing the cost down. We see our fleet going more and more electric at this point. And we're also seeing, you know, looking at different ways to use smaller vehicles instead of the traditional larger vehicles, trying to make some what we call last mile connections and do some things efficiently with that. You know, one of these days it might be 100% electric, you know, driverless bus doing some of your shuttle runs and doing things like that. We always have our eye on the emerging technologies and looking to see what else we can do. So, you know, in 10 years, I hope to see probably on our fixed route side, getting to at least maybe 50% of our buses something other than your traditional diesel bus.
But with all these changes in technology, I imagine that it is kind of a moving target in terms of what you want to do.
It is, and you know, when we've looked, you know. We did a number of years ago, we did a partnership with UAD, and they were studying hydrogen. And hydrogen's used in some transit agencies, getting the hydrogen can be a little bit of your challenge, whether you produce it yourself or you buy it. I think in our market, the electricity is probably the best market out there, you know, and really the battery technology is constantly changing. All the manufacturers, the engine manufacturers, Cummins, who makes most of the engines for transit fleets, has partnered with one of the bus manufacturers to produce 100% electric buses. So they're actually seeing, hey, you know, our core industry has been diesel buses or diesel engines, and now we're looking at electric. You're seeing that technology, whether it's the Elon Musk's and the Tesla's driving it or other people driving it. It's amazing how much has happened in the last few years. And, you know, I can make a lot of money if I can predict what will happen in the next 10.
Our thanks to DART CEO John Sisson for his time this week. We also chatted with Todd Mao, the VP of Sales and Marketing at Roush Cleantech, maker of the propane fuel systems used on DART's new paratransit buses. You can hear that interview right now at DelawarePublic.org. And there's more to come on The Green, including our arts playlist. That's up after a check of your local news here on Delaware Public Media.